You're listening to SBS News.
Visiting a housing development in Darwin in the seat of Lingiari, the Prime Minister was spruiking the Coalition's housing policy as the party released its costings for the election. The government has made more than $2.3 billion in spending commitments during the campaign. It's now announced $3.3 billion in savings, including through $2.7 billion in cuts to the public sector. Scott Morrison says it'll be up to the departments to trim their budgets.
Now, if our senior public servants, and they're paid well, if they can't find $2.7 billion out of a budget of $327.3 billion, well, I've got a lot more confidence in them that they can achieve that.
National Secretary of the Community and Public Sector Union, Melissa Donnelly, says there's nothing left to cut.
Public service agencies have cut their spending to the bone. The reality of this increased efficiency dividend announced this morning by the Coalition is that it will have an impact on services, it will have an impact on frontline jobs. There is no fat in the public service.
Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers says Labor's plan for the public service won't involve job losses.
We've got a better way to make the public service more efficient, which is to make billions of dollars of savings in labour hire, consultants and contractors, so that we can put some of that money back into building the capacity of the public service.
The cuts could hurt the Coalition's chances in the Senate in the ACT, as independent challenger David Pocock gains traction in a city reliant on public service jobs. Polls suggest Liberal Senator Zed Seselja is running on a knife's edge and could be knocked out come Saturday. The government is now turning the pressure onto Labor, who will release their costings on Thursday. Finance Minister Simon Birmingham forecasts Labor's spending and deficits will be higher.
There is no way, not a hope in hell, that deficits won't be higher under Labor. The question for Mr Albanese isn't will deficits be higher under Labor or will debt be higher under Labor, but how much?
Anthony Albanese says all will be revealed and has defended the delay.
Our costings will be out on Thursday. They'll be released at the same time that the last time that there was a change of government occurred. We have a couple more announcements to go. We have until Saturday.
As the campaign heats up, the debate around climate change hasn't had the traction many hoped. But Anthony Albanese says it will be his legacy.
In three sentences or less, win or lose on Saturday, what's Anthony Albanese's legacy?
Acting on climate.
Speaking there in Perth to reporter Lani Scar. The opposition has spent considerable time in the West, banking on the star power of Mark McGowan, who gained a sweeping victory in the state election last year. There are three key seats Labor are eyeing: Pearce, held by retiring former Attorney General Christian Porter; Hasluck, held by Indigenous Affairs Minister Ken Wyatt; and Swan, held by retiring MP Steve Irons. Meanwhile, Scott Morrison's visit to Darwin is in the hope of turning the seat of Lingiari, held by retiring Labor MP Warren Snowden. The Prime Minister was focusing on high crime rates to bring in votes.
But law and order here in the Territory, it's a big problem. And we've been putting resources to it and support to ensure that can be addressed. And with Damien and Tina, that will continue.
Labor will need to gain at least seven seats to win a majority, but the Liberals can't afford to lose any if they want to hold government. Krishani Danji, SBS News. And has Scott Morrison been to your suburb? What about Anthony Albanese? We've created an interactive map of every seat the leaders have visited on the campaign trail. Head to the SBS News website now or download the SBS News app to explore it.